The plan of battle revealed, March 9. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our Heavenly Father is presented to us in the character of Christ. In Him the veil is drawn aside which conceals the glory of God from our eyes. The Bible shows us God in His high and holy place, not in a state of inactivity, not in silence and solitude, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of holy intelligences, everyone waiting to do His bidding, and taking cognizance of every wrong action against those who are the property of God. Let those who manifest so little unselfish interest in the purchase of the blood of Christ remember that the Lord will treat them as indifferently as they have treated their fellow men in their trouble. Every act of injustice and robbery and oppression is written in the books. Everyone who takes advantage of human beings formed in God's image is cooperating with the great enemy of God and man, and he shall receive at the hand of God double for all these works. The work of Satan is continually driven on with terrible vindictiveness, and men participate with evil angels in wounding and bruising the souls of God's people. The Lord sees, the Lord hears the cries of His children. The Lord has not concealed from His followers the plan of the battle. He has presented before His people the great conflict, and He has given them words of encouragement. He charges them not to enter into the battle without counting the cost, while He assures them that they do not fight alone, but that supernatural agencies will enable the weak, if they trust in Him, to become strong against the vast confederacy of evil arrayed against them. He points them to the universe of heaven, and assures them that holy beings are wrestling against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. The children of God are cooperating with all the invisible host of light, and more than angels are in their ranks. The Holy Spirit, the representative of the captain of the Lord's host, comes down to direct the battle. Our infirmities may be many, our mistakes and sins numerous, but forgiveness is for all who, with contrition of heart, will confess and forsake their sins. Angels of light are sent to render them all the help that is required. To 088, at the time circulation manager of the Review and Herald,